dictation for Maria. Benitez, B-E-N-I-T-E-Z, August 2731, addresses a letter to Dr. McCannon, M-C-C-O-N-N-O-N, 953-5329. Dear Dr. McCannon, follow up for Mrs. Benitez. As in my prior dictation consultation, long-standing hypertension that became difficult to control over the last couple of years. We did a renal arterial Doppler, and both arteries shows suspicious for renal artery stenosis. On the right-sided, with a peak systolic velocity in the 233 on the mid area, on the left side, the 215 on the origin area. Both kidneys are relatively small at 9.7 on the right, 9.2 on the left. I discussed with the daughter, and now she comes in person with the son. I explained that the options are to aggressively modify medications, trying to bring it down, or considering potential interventions for renal artery stenting done by interventional radiologist or a vascular surgeon. Of course, we have to consider that, the age of the patient. As she is already 91 years old, to understand the potential side effects of acute cardiovascular, cerebrovascular events from procedures, anesthesia, including complications of bleeding, vascular thrombosis, embolism, arrhythmia, cardiac arrest. We would like to control blood pressure better. In the office is running 190/70. By myself on the left side, by the nurse 175/86, and at home fluctuates widely from 140s to 180s over 60s and 80s. She's presently on Norvasc 5 milligrams, although that causes significant lower extremity edema. Clonidine 0.2 three times a day, although that's causing dry mouth, and she is tolerating valsartan 160. Most recent chemistries from October, creatinine at 1.03 for a GFR of 51 with normal electrolyte acid base, a normal calcium albumin phosphorus, melanemia 12, normal white blood cell platelets, a minor increase of TSH, but normal free T4. I'm going to add HCTC, 12.5 milligrams, and we are going to monitor for sodium potassium. And blood pressure at home, blood pressure machine needs to be checked to make sure that it is comparable to office machines. And we are not dealing just with white coat hypertension on top of the other issues. We will try to wean her off the clonidine that is causing a lot of dry mouth, and if possible, from the Norvasc that also is causing significant edema. She wants to discuss with the interventional radiologist. We are asking Dr. Safadi, S-A-F-A-D-I, to talk to patient. They will keep me posted with blood pressure. We will see what the new chemistry shows. We will keep educating the patient what she really wants to do. End of dictation.